And as we close out this year, I want you to realize and understand that God is not finished with you yet, that there's so much more to you than what you see and what you hear. Praise God. There's so much more that's in you than what you realize, that God is wanting to do some great things in your life as you close out this year. And I want to speak right now to those individuals who feel like that as we are about to come upon the day that we, you know, recognize as Christmas Day, and as we're about to close out this year and embark on a new year, I want you to realize and understand that you got to continue to push into what it is that God has called you to. Well, look, blessings to each and every one of you. I want to thank you for just joining me here one more time with another episode of Chilling with the Bishop. Once again, I'm your boy, Bishop Rodney Thompson, Sr., and I'm so, so excited and glad that you took the opportunity and the time to join me here as we are about to close out the end of the year. Praise God. We are at the point and at the place now to where we've literally, and I cannot believe how fast another year has came and went overall, not just dealing with the Chilling with the Bishop episodes, but just overall how we've so soon to come up on and are about to leave the year of our Lord 2023 and enter into 2024. But I could not take this. I could not leave this year without taking this time to just thank each and every one of you for your continuous support, for how you've just supported me in subscribing to the broadcast and joining us here every week, every other week, whenever the broadcast is dropped, you're soon to jump on. And I'm truly grateful that, you know, we're not just on here to have something to do, but God has given us a platform to be able to be a blessing to you. And the reason why I can say that, because so many of you have reached out and talked about how blessed you have been from the episodes that's been going on and that we've been bringing forth throughout the year. And I'm truly grateful. I'm thankful for, as I said, each and every one of you that's been tuning in. I'm just grateful that you've been really being enriched in your spirit and in your heart, that you've been able to grab hold of something that's done help your life. We've had so much that we've talked about throughout the year, and I'm excited about what's going to happen next year. I'm truly, truly excited about what the Lord is going to do next year with some of the guests and the things that we have and that we're looking forward to bringing your way. But you know, I want to say this here, because it's truly, truly amazing how the Lord will set you up, especially when it's never even a thought in your mind. Just like it, when we come up, I came up in life, let me say me, or I can say we, because some of you been in my same shoes. But as I came up, I never imagined in life being a pastor, more or less being a bishop. And the reason I can say this is because this wasn't something that I ran for or desired. This was something God called me to. And I understand the scripture that if a man desires a bishop, you know, desires to be a bishop, you know, and then he gives us the outline. But this wasn't a desire of my heart. This was something that I was called to, something my spiritual dad and my bishop, the late great Bishop Allen B. Coleman, saw in my life. And God put it in his spirit to begin to train me and to groom me and to mentor me for such a time as this. and for the calling of the bishopric, and or shall I say the call to the bishopric, because we understand it's not necessarily a calling, but the call to the bishopric, that I would do what I do in the lives of so many. And I'm so thankful for near and far that many are being blessed. And to go back to my point, as I was saying, this Chilling with the Bishop podcast episodes here that you all see coming out, this was not a thought. And let me tell you how this thing came about. It came about because a group of us that we call the Sunday Crew, which we get together pretty much every Sunday, especially during football season. Now, when the Cowboys aren't playing, we don't congregate and socialize as much as we do after service, as we do when football season is in. Like I said, we got to come together and watch them boys. But anyway, the Sunday Crew was sitting around Christmas Eve about 2, maybe 3 years ago, and I opened up the gift that was given to me by an individual, and lo and behold, it was the mic here. It was the mic that you see before me, praise God, with the stand, amen. And I looked at it and I was like, well, okay, I got a mic. Praise God. You know, I'll figure something out and we'll use it somehow. And at the time I was literally doing, the Bishop's Corner, and I still do the Bishop's Corner from time to time. But I thank God for my beautiful wife, Pastor Cynthia, Senior Pastor Cynthia, who has stepped in and filled the shoes of me and doing the Bishop's Corner from time to time for me. But, my desire was to use this in the Bishop's Corner, but God had a far, you know, more expectation of it than I did. And everybody was saying, you know, the crew that was around was like, you know, Bishop, man, we're going to have to figure out what to do with that. We're going to have to, you know, put that to use. So a year went by and we didn't really do anything. Another year went by and all of a sudden, for some odd reason, the mic came back up, and the idea was thrown out to me. Said, you should start a podcast series, Bishop. You got a lot to offer people, and people will be blessed because you see how blessed they are from the Bishop Corner, and the clips and the episodes that you give in the Bishop Corner, how you bless them with such encouraging words and words of principles. And so lo and behold, this is where we at. We started out, I can't remember that far back, but I believe my first taping was literally with my son, my wife, and my daughter. And I talked to them. I talked to my son about being a PK from a young boy's aspect, and the same with my daughter from a young girl's aspect, being a PK. And then my wife and I talked about, you know, just growing in ministry and being ministry leaders while dealing with the challenges of marriage and kids. And I tell you, God really blessed, and so many people was blessed by those episodes that it provoked me to continue on. And we was able to bring in some phenomenal guests throughout the year. Delegate Crosby from the State House, who's the local delegate here in District 34B, was able to come in and share some great information. Oh my God, we have one of the elders from the church, him and his wife came in, and we got a chance, him and his wife and my wife and myself, Pastor Cynthia and I, we chopped it up and talked about some marriage principles and things pertaining to marriage that some of you have reached out to us and told us how blessed you was because of it. Elder Patricia, we had a chance to sit down with her, and she talked about the importance of prayer and oh my God, just so many. We had some young entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, black female entrepreneurs, and they was able to come in and just talk about what the Lord has done. So many pastors have came through the Bishop's Corner, and just sat down and shared insight and gave us wisdom. Pastor John Butler, praise God, was a blessing. Him and I grew up in the streets together before Christ, and we had a chance to chop it up and just talk about what the Lord did and how the Lord kept us before Christ, but even after Christ, what the Lord began to do in our lives and how he's passing a phenomenal church right now. And of course, I'm overseeing ministries and my wife pastors the Tell the Truth ministry, but I'm able to mentor pastors. And I mean, Bishop Mebane came in and my God, he blessed us with some major leadership principles and different things and so many others. Bishop Ronald Kimball, oh my God, who I love so dearly and honor so much, came in and blessed us with some important principles concerning the church and where the church is and where the church needs to be going. And Overseer Angela Coleman, praise God, my spiritual mother, we came in and oh, we just had a great time chopping it up and just talking about how they came into our life and her and dad, how they begin to be a blessing and how God gave us to them as an assignment and my God, we just had so much going on that we've been just receiving the reports. And I'm so thankful for all of you that have been blessed by what you heard, praise God, and in your hearing from everything that went forth. I could go on and on with so many more guests that we had here, praise God, and talk to you about just what the Lord has done. But I'm so thankful, and I'm so looking forward to next year. But what I do want, praise God, as we are about to come upon what we come to know as Christmas and then go into the new year, praise God. What I do want you to do is go to my YouTube channel and subscribe, praise God, and give it to your friends. Share this with your friends and those that's in your world that they can subscribe and be up to date on all the latest episodes that will come out, because I assure you that if you was blessed, they're going to be even more blessed and they're going to be even more excited about what the Lord will do in their lives through the teachings and through the encouragements. I've had a few moments to where I've sat down just myself without the guests and been able to just share some information with you and encourage your heart and give you some principles and encouragement, you know, for Christian living, praise God. So I want you to understand and realize that as blessed as you were and yet still is from what you're hearing, your friends and those in your world will be even more blessed, praise God, because you pretty much get this on a regular. But share this with those in your world and encourage them to log on and to subscribe, amen, to Chilling with the Bishops podcast episodes and look for me on all digital platforms, because God is really taking us places and doing things, and we're so excited, praise God, to be able to just allow the Lord to do what he's doing with us and through us, praise God. And we're not excited because we have a platform, but we're excited because we have a platform that's encouraging lives, that's giving impartations, that's causing lives to be enhanced, causing marriages to grow, causing marriages to become stronger and grounded, and even in all that, yet still being able to bring folk in and give you information on what's going on in your community, in your region, in your in your state, praise God, worldwide, wherever, whatever. We try to bring you something, amen, that's going to help you. And we try to focus in on helping your growth, amen. And we want you to continue to receive these awesome words of encouragement, these awesome teachings, these awesome times of just fellowship. Sometimes we just sit down and chop it up and just talk about them Cowboys. How many of you love them Cowboys? Go ahead and put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care, and tell your neighbor, if you a Cowboy or a Cowgirl, oh yeah. Amen. So we just thank the Lord, and I'm just so grateful, praise God, because I had this opportunity, as I said, to be able to encourage you and to bless you. That's just what this thing is about. It's not about me. It's not about any of the folk that surround me that help me to put these productions on. It's about being a blessing to you and an enhancement unto your life, because there's so much that God has called you to. And as we close out this year, I want you to realize and understand that God is not finished with you yet, that there's so much more to you than what you see and what you hear, praise God. There's so much more that's in you than what you realize, that God is wanting to do some great things in your life as you close out this year. And I want to speak right now to those individuals who feel like that as we are about to come upon the day that we, you know, recognize as Christmas Day, and as we're about to close out this year and embark on a new year, I want you to realize and understand that you got to continue to push into what it is that God has called you to. Some of you are about to give up right now and you feel that life isn't worth it. But I declare that the devil is a liar, and I decree and declare that God is wanting to do some greater things in you than you can ever expect and that you even realize, because the enemy has got you to believe that life isn't as important as it once was unto you because of the things that have not gone your way and the situations and the circumstances that have not went unto your favor. But you just continue to fight. You just continue to hold on. You continue to push, because Paul the apostle made a comment in the scripture that he had to press toward the high calling and of God in Christ Jesus. And I want you to understand and realize that many times as we get to the place where God is about to do great things in our life, especially as we've been in the year of the open door, the decade, amen, of the mouth, and the year of the open door, that God has some doors opening in your life, but the enemy don't want you to receive them. And he's trying to cause you to give up and to quit before the door becomes open the way you need it to open, that you can walk in. Don't you dare give yourself and cut yourself short and give yourself a reason and an excuse not to go forth and do what it is that the Lord is calling you to do. As we close out this year, God is doing some things in your life to prepare you for the open season and the open doors and the open opportunities that's coming your way in the year of 2024. But you've got to realize it. You've got to see it. You've got to understand it. And you've got to know that you have what it takes to get through even this storm and this trial that is coming your way. You are built for the fight. You've been equipped for this year. And I don't want you to give up, praise God, in the midst, amen, of what the Lord is wanting to do in your life. I said the Lord, praise God. I didn't just say God, because so many people tried to minimize the Lord God, praise God, and put him on a level of others, amen. But when you put the Lord on it, you got the creator of all, the master of all, praise God. You got the one that's above all, and he isn't through with you yet. So look, I just pray that you will continue to hold fast, that you will continue to hold on, and that you will continue to rejoice in this season and allow the Lord to do what he wants to do with and through your life, because your best is yet to come and it's not over. Even though it seems that, you know, life has thrown you an unfair hand throughout many times this year, things just haven't worked in your favor, and things haven't manifested as you desired them to. But God showed you what he's trying to do and want to do, because in the midst of all that you found yourself in, you was able to come out. Come on here. You didn't bring yourself out, but you was able to come out. So God gave you a way of an escape in the midst of all the trials and storms that you faced this year. So realize and understand your best is still yet to come, and that God is not through with you yet. So once again, I truly, truly encourage you to continue to just share these episodes with those in your world. Continue to be a part of what we're looking to do next year. We have some phenomenal things in the mix, and things that we're looking to bring your way next year. And I'm excited, praise God, because I know that God is going to do some great things through your life and in your life. And I say through your life because we all have been called to be a vessel for the Almighty. We've all have been called to, and chosen to be used by him in some way, shape, or form. And that's the reason why I continue to stress in some areas through your life, because God wants to use you to be an encouragement and a help to others, praise God. And then I say in your life, because there's some great things that the Lord has in store for you. There's some doors and some opportunities that you've been praying about, that you've been waiting on. And I can declare that this is the year that some of you will see the manifestation of those doors. Now, the reason why I say some of you, because only some of you will do what it takes to get through the door. See, it's not enough just to come to the door and stand there and wait until the door opens. Some of the doors are too heavy to open on your own. So as God empowers you and give you the wisdom, you must know how to press through and push the door open and allow yourself to be able to step through the threshold and across the threshold to get to the other side of what it is that God has for you. So mind yourself, praise God, and realize that God is doing some great things, and you just have to be willing to listen and watch him do it, praise God. So once again, I want to just close out the year with so much gratitude and so much thanks for you know, all of your support and for you all being willing to allow myself to come into your homes, into your cars, wherever, whenever, you know, you catch this episode, you take the time to join in and hear what, you know, the Lord will give us for you. But before we close, I do want to take a minute and just pray for each and every one of you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed each and every one of us to come to this day, Father. And Lord, for those that are out there, God, watching and listening, I decree and declare the hand of Almighty God over their life. I decree and declare, God, that sickness will be far removed from them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch the cancer patient, oh God, and that you would let supernatural healing, that you would let divine manifestation of your healing power, God, to burn up everything that's not like you, oh Father, that you would give the doctors the wisdom, oh God, to do what needs to be done when they're doing it, Father, that you would allow your spirit to give them peace in the midst of every storm, Father, that you would mend marriages, God, that you would allow your spirit, oh God, to just bring together the broken home, oh God, that you would allow the lost son, the lost daughter, Father, the wayward child to find their way back home, oh God, that they would come back not just to a physical home, but come back to you, Jesus, and realize and understand that they had it far better with you than they do now without you. Give them, oh God, wisdom to come to theirself and to realize what it is that you desire to do for them, Father. And as we open, oh God, another year, Father, another chapter in life, God, I decree that you would open doors in the lives of many, Father, that has been shut. I decree and declare, Father, that you would move upon their lives and manifest yourself supernaturally and almighty, oh God, that the door the enemy tried to shut for whatever reason, Father, you would just open up, God, and work a miracle, Father, on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, Father, move by your spirit and bring joy, oh God, to the place of mourning, oh God, in that place of sadness, fill them with joy, Father. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, oh God, just comfort, Father, those, oh God, that are weary right now and in a weary place, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you desire to do, all that you will do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless your people, God. Continue to give us the wisdom, Father, to only bring, oh God, the information that you would have brought to do what you would have, Father, done to lift up your people, to encourage them, to fill them, oh God, to build them up, Father, and to strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Come on, you all, and say amen and give the Lord a hand clap of praise for moving on your behalf, because if you can believe that prayer, it's done. It's done. Almighty God is already beginning to move on your behalf. He's already beginning to manifest himself in a great way. He's already begun to open the doors, amen, in your life, praise God. So we thank you. And I want to just thank you once again for just taking the time to be a part of Chilling with the Bishop. And as we close out this year, you continue to chill with me, and I'll continue to bring you what God would have for your life. And we are together grow and be all that the Father desires us to be in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for joining me here. And we look to talk to you soon. Amen.